好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you with our hearts.
我们越来越感觉到，我们真的需要你的话在我们的里面。
And more we feel like we really need your words to be among us.
我们了解耶稣，你说人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠着神口里所说出的一切话。
We know that Jesus, you have told us that we can't live just by food. We need to live by your words.
你的话让我们活在世上有力量。
Your words has given us strength to live in this world.
有盼望。
And to have hope in this life.
我们用你的话啊，能够面对各样的挑战、各样的困难。
It is because of your words that we can face all the challenges.
我们靠着你的话度过了人生许许种种的一个艰难困苦。
And it is only because of your words that we can overcome all the difficulties and trials in life.
我们在你里面有平安。
It is in you that we have peace.
这个时候，你的圣灵自由运行在我们每个人心中。
Lord God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be within us in our hearts.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这个圣经里面的历史并不光彩。圣经里面的第一件事情是什么？就是凶杀案，哥哥把弟弟杀了。
So the history that's documented in the Bible are not always a pretty story. In fact, the first among the first events that were documented, it was a murder. The elder brother killed the younger brother.
因为呢，神悦纳弟弟这个祭物，但是不悦纳哥哥的祭物。
Because the Lord looked with favor on the younger brother Abel's offering, but not on the older brother Cain's offering.
你们知道哥哥叫什么名字？
Do you know the name of the older brother?
甘隐，对不对？弟弟呢？所以发现，人离开了上帝，就没有和平。
So, based on the story of Cain and Abel, we can tell that when we depart from God, there's no peace.
你看那个波士顿那个炸弹案啊。
And we all know that what just happened in Boston, the bomb event.
这两个兄弟是从车臣来的。
The two brothers actually come from the previously Soviet Union.
美国对他们很好。
And United States has treated them well.
因为他们的国家有战争。
Because their own country had wars.
把他们是难民的身份来到了美国。
So they came here as refugees.
我在 Columbus 的时候看到美国政府盖了很多房子，从非洲来的索马利亚的一些难民。
When I was in Columbus, I saw there some refuge residence that was built by the government.
他们在这里读书受教育。
And some of them are from Somalian.
他们不是。从车臣那来这两个兄弟不是索马利亚。
Okay. So these two brothers that we were talking about, and they came here and then they received education and all kinds of assistance.
我很奇怪，他们没有感恩，反而是仇恨。
But yet they did not thank for the help that they received, but yet they hold grudges in their heart.
很多人来到这里都想要留下来。
A lot of people came here and they want to stay here.
这是一个很好的环境。
Because the environment here is good.
所以人没有上帝就没有和平。
So from this we can tell that it is because we departed from God. Without God, there is no peace.
无论是哪一个国家，哪一个民族。
No matter it is which country or which ethnicity.
你去读世界各国每一个国家的历史。
As you can see from all of the history from nations.
尤其是你去读中国历史。
Especially if you read Chinese history.
儿子为了当皇帝都可以把他的父亲杀掉。
You can see that sometimes the son, in order to take the kingship, they will actually kill their own father.
我们这个我很羡慕新加坡人
I really envy Singapore.
因为我们在台湾要读中国五千年历史。
Because in Taiwan, we have to study 5,000 years of history. But people in Singapore only need to study 50 years of history.
你看, 就是一个仇恨, 杀来杀去的历史。
Indeed, the human history has been a documentation of humans' evil.
所以人跟神为敌, 人跟神成为仇敌。
And man has become enemies against God.
人跟自己为敌。
And man has become enemies of themselves.
你知道以前有个美国总统叫做艾森豪。
You know that there was a U.S. president named
Eisenhower. 他对巴顿将军说，哈, General Baden, 他说, 你的仇敌就是你自己。
And he told one of the general, Barton.
他的仇敌。
You are your own enemy.
他的个性，他的脾气，他的骄傲，他的自大，啊，还有他的睡不着就是他的仇敌，你知道吗？啊，有的人就睡不着，哈，对不对？
So his own attitude, his own personality, and his own some of the weakness, for example, insomnia, can become his own biggest enemy.
所以人跟别人也是不和睦的。
And we know that a lot of times there is hostility between men.
耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了。And
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们被称为神的儿子。Because
they will be called children of God.
所以我们教会在做一件事情。So
our church is doing one thing.
非常重要的一件事情。
Very important thing.
是人跟神和睦。
Is to be the peacemaker between man and God.
人跟人自己和好,
and make peace between man.
人跟人和好,
make peace among men.
这就是我们要传的福音。
And this is the gospel that we need to preach.
那这里是讲到说耶稣的血使人和平。
And here we're talking about it is the blood of Christ that brings peace.
保罗说：“你们从前呢，被称为是未受割礼的外邦人。”
Here Paul says that you used to be called as uncircumcised foreigners.
这割礼是神跟亚伯拉罕的立约。
So here the circumcision is a covenant between God and Abraham.
这亚伯拉罕的子子孙孙要遵守的礼仪。
And it is a custom. It is a sign that. All Abraham's descendant needs to follow.
就是男孩子生下来第八天受割礼。
It is every male who's born on the eighth day they need to be circumcised.
这个成为犹太人跟外邦人的一个记号。
And this has become a sign to differentiate between the Jews and the Gentiles.
表明说我们犹太人才是上帝的选民。
It is to tell all of them, everyone, that only Jews are the chosen people by God.
你们外国人不是的。
The foreigners are not.
所以这里有一段圣经，我们一起来读来。
So let's read the scripture.
来，因为你归耶和华，你神为圣洁的民，耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。所以犹太人他有这样说：我们是上帝的选民，你们不是。
So here you can tell in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2, it says, Only the Jews are people holy to the Lord of your God, and they are chosen by God.
其实上帝是透过犹太人要使万邦万民都来归向神, 并不是, 你犹太人独享的。
But we know that the purpose of this is that God to show that he has his chosen people. He's using Israel's lights as an example that he's going to choose his own people.
其实外邦人呢,有两个解释。
And here, the Gentiles has two explanations.
就是犹太人以外的都叫做外邦人。
One is everybody that's not Jew are Gentiles.
其实外邦人是一种犹太人一种轻视藐视这个犹太人以外的一种轻视的一种称呼。
And in fact, the name Gentiles contains certain type of contempt that the Jews cast on the others.
我在2004年来到美国。
So when 2004, I came to the United States.
洛杉矶有很多的华人。
And there are a lot of Chinese in Los Angeles.
那我就听到他们对墨西哥人跟黑人的描写。
And I will hear some descriptions from them about the Mexicans and black people.
那个语气有带点藐视。
And you can hear the tone contains some kind of contempt.
比如说那个他也就是墨西哥人说墨西哥那个就是说那个有点很轻视就是老墨哈就是我说弟兄姐妹不可以这样子称呼他们你就说他是墨西哥人就好。
So a lot of times when they talk about the Mexicans, their tone is as if they're looking down at the Mexicans.
我们有时候对某一种民族的称呼是有点藐视的。
And sometimes we all know that we kind of have some kind of discrimination upon certain ethnicities.
但是我们从属灵来讲这个外邦人。
But there's another explanation for the Gentiles in the spiritual realm.
不管你是犹太人或是非犹太人
No matter whether you are a Jew or a non-Jew
你还没有信耶稣还没有受洗
If you have not believed in Jesus have not been baptized
你是天国以外的人
You are a foreigner to the heavenly kingdom
那你也是天国以外的那种外邦人
And therefore you are a Gentile outside of the kingdom of heaven
所以罗马书第二章二十八节、二十九节这样子讲。
Therefore, in Romans, chapter 2, verse 18 to 29.
他说肉体受割礼的人呢，不是真犹太人。
He said, the ones who's been circumcised in the flesh are not true Jew.
心里受割礼的才是真犹太人。
It is those who has been who have been circumcised in their heart are true Jew.
我们有耶稣宝血洗净。
So we have been cleansed by Jesus' blood.
我们有神的话来洗净。
And we have been cleansed by God's words.
我们有圣灵来洗净我们。
And we have been cleansed by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是心里受割礼的人。
Therefore, we are circumcised in our heart.
所以我们是真正的犹太人。
And therefore, we can be called a true Jews.
当然，你不能回去跟你爸爸妈妈说：“爸爸妈妈，我是犹太人，你不是犹太人啊！”你不能这样讲啊。
But,
这是属灵上来这样说。
But please don't go home and tell your parents, especially if they are not believers, saying that, "Oh, I'm a true Jew, but you are not."
什么时候神住在我们的心里
？So when does God really lives in our heart?
我们跟神，跟自己。跟人就和好。
It is when we have reconciled with God, with ourselves, and with man.
当我们没有信耶稣以前，我们活在这个世界上是没有指望的。
Before we came to cross and believe in Jesus, we had no hope in the world.
没有信耶稣之前，我们跟耶稣根本一点关系都没有。
And before you believed in Christ, you had no relationship with Christ.
跟上帝要拯救人灵魂的这个救恩也没有关系。
And you had no relationship with God or His saving grace.
这个犹太人也是象征说他们是神的百姓哈。
So here, being called a Jew is representing that they're God's children.
他们是受到神的统治。
And they are under the authority of God.
所以当一个人他信了耶稣以后
So after a person believe in Jesus,
那个法利赛人问耶稣说天国在哪里
I remember the Pharisee asked Jesus, where is the kingdom?
耶稣说天国就在你的心里
And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
什么时候上帝可以管理我们的时候
So when God can rule in your heart,
我们可以顺服上帝的时候
and when we obey God,
那天国就在我们心里
that's when the kingdom of heaven will be in you.
那个时候我们就有盼望
and that's when you will have real hope.
在我们没有信主之前，我们是没有盼望
Therefore, before you believe in Jesus, you don't have real hope.
不但你在这个世界上你的喜乐平安是没有盼望
not only that you won't have the peace and joy.Or hope.
到底一个人他肉体死亡的时候，到底他要去哪里
But also, you face the question that where you might go after you die.
我们礼拜五那个校园团去，他们问我的这个问题，说牧师，那如果没有人，这个没有信耶稣的人死了，他要去哪里？
I've been asked this question at the Friday night campus ministry. Where would a person go after they die?
他们也问我说，信耶稣的人死了去哪里？
They also asked, what if I believe in Jesus? Where would I go if I die?
我说他在世上有平安喜乐，有盼望。
I said, the ones who believe in Jesus will have hope and peace and joy in this life.
他死了以后，他到耶稣那里去了。
And when he die or when she die, they will go to see Jesus.
我不太喜欢去回答说，没有信耶稣的人，他肉体死了去哪里？我是会很不太愿意去回答这个问题。
And sometimes I'm a little reluctant to say where the flesh, the body would go after death.
他也说我们这些外邦人，就是犹太人以外的人，在神跟以色列列的诸耶之外。
Now, here these foreigners, these Gentiles, they are outside of the covenant between God and his people.
你看这个旧约是由七个约来组成的。
Do you know that the covenant has there are seven covenants?
比如说亚当之约。
The covenant between God and Adam.
挪亚之约。
Between God and Noah.
这两个是还没有以色列之前神跟人类所立的约。
And these two were established before Israelites was. Before Israelites, this is God between God and men.
那亚伯拉罕之约就是说，神要从他的后裔，就是耶稣基督得到，因为耶稣基督人得到福。
And the covenant between God and Abraham is that God will bless and choose descendants of Abraham, specifically Jesus Christ, to establish His plan.
摩西之约就是说。以色列人遵守神的律法诫命的时候，要成为神的国民，神的祭司。
And the covenant between God and Moses is that all the Jews need to follow and obey God's commands, and God will bless them in return.
那大卫之约就是说，在大卫的后裔之中有一个要做王，直到永远，就是讲到耶稣。
And the covenant between God and David is that there will be a descendant, which is Jesus Christ, will become the king.
还有一个叫做巴勒斯坦之约。
And there's also the Palestinian covenant.
就是以色列人呢，王国要被分散到世界各国。
That's actually regarding the land. It's after the Israelites been scattered among all the world.According to the prophecy,
上帝要从世界各国把以色列人再带回到巴勒斯坦这块牛奶一蜜的应许之地。
And God will bring them back, even though they are scattered, back to the promised land.
这些约跟我们在讲什么呢？
So what does these covenants tell us?
这些是讲的是说神要跟人家同在。
This is telling us that God needs to
要赐福你。
Be present in your life. He needs to be the one who bless you.
要看顾你。
He needs to be the one who watches over you.
要保护你。
To protect you.
要供应你。
To provide for you.
可是这些约呢，跟一个还没有信耶稣的人完全都没有关系。
But all of these good covenants between God and His people has no relationship for those who does not believe in Christ Jesus.
所以说，他活在世界上是没有盼望的。
Therefore, we say those.The non-believers do not have hope.
我们为什么要传福音？
Why do we need to preach the gospel?
我们现在叫你来到教会。
Why do we need to come to church?
就是叫你跟这些也有关系。
Because you need to have a relationship with these covenants.
有一次，我听到一个弟兄他在祷告。
So one time I heard a brother praying.
祷告。
Praying.
他说神啊求你常常与我们同在。
He said, Lord, please be with us always.
我写一个条子给他。
So I wrote a little note to him.
说神啊求你每一秒钟都跟我们同在。
I wrote, God, please be with us every second.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
因为你可能出事情是那一秒钟神没有跟你同在，你懂吗？
Because it is possible something happened at that very second, if at that second God was not with you.
Do you understand? 你们知道吗？所以不是常常是 every second, 不一秒钟里面还要算零点几秒，不要算的那么，神了解你的意思。
So the meaning here is that God needs to be with us. We need God always and constantly.
因为一个人 跟神的约没有关系的时候，
because when we don't take part in this covenant,
表示他的人是黑暗的，是空虚的，是软弱，是没有能力，是很容易犯罪的。
That means this person's life will be filled with darkness, emptiness, burden, death, and destruction.
他面对着两次的死亡。
And he will face two deaths.
你们知道第一次是什么死亡吗？
Do you know what the first one would be?
你了解吗？你知道吗？第一个是肉体的死亡吗？
The first death will be the death in your flesh, your body.
第二次是灵魂的死亡。
And the second one will be the death.
所以说，他活在世上是没有盼望的。
Therefore, we say non-believers do not have hope in this life.
但是感谢主，当你因为信耶稣来到耶稣基督面前的时候。
But thank you, Lord, we have the opportunity to believe in Him and come in front of Him.
你是光明，光明的。
And you will receive light.
你不再软弱。
And you are no longer weak.
你是有永远的生命。
And you will have eternal life.
所以你是因信称义。
Therefore, you have been justified by faith.
就是你跟上帝有很好的关系。
And you will have a close relationship, a good one with God.
我们信主以后，我们变成了神的儿女了。
Because after you believe in Jesus Christ, you become God's children.
神一切的丰富的祝福都临到你。
And all His abundant blessings will be upon you.
他这里说没有神。
And here it says, without God.
因为你不认识独一的真神。
And if you don't know the one true God,
因为没有神的形象跟生命在你的里面，
then you will not have God in your life. You will not bear His image.
我一开始讲说，人离开了神，人没有神就没有和平。
At the very beginning, I already said, without God, there will be no peace among men.
当你信了耶稣，神的形象进到你的里面的时候。
It is when you believe in Jesus Christ, God's image will enter your heart.
你的灵魂活过来的时候，
and your spirit will become alive.
神住在你里面，
and God will live in you.
你不再有仇恨，
and therefore you won't have hostility.
你会饶恕，
you will forgive.
你会爱，
and you will love.
我出生的时候，我父母不要我。
When I was born, my parents abandoned me.
那时候也没有人把我领养到美国来。
And at that time, I was not fortunate enough to be adopted to here, United States.
我三岁的时候，我养父的姐姐的孩子跟他的大老婆，我是小老婆的领养的，把我从二楼推到楼下，要我置我于死地。看你怎么翻译，随便你了。
So, when I was 3 years old, And I was living in a foster adopted family, and the wife who adopted me was the second wife of this man, and his first wife's daughter actually wanted to kill me and pushed me from upstairs to downstairs.
我长大了。
And then I survived and grew up.
我的阿姨呢，把我的房屋，我们家的财产，因为替他做保都封案，都被法院查。我去住在火车站住了一个晚上。
And then after I grew up, there was one time my aunt, which is the first wife,
对
actually
train station. I sleep one night overnight.
She took over all of the family wealth, family possessions, and forced me to.Had nowhere to live, so I stayed at the train station.
我去相亲的时候，被那个女孩子妈妈拿扫把赶出去。你有没有碰到这种经历
？And when I went on a blind date, arranged date, and I was actually being chased out by the girl's mother.
我后面还很多，我就不讲了。
So that there has been a lot of difficulties in my life.
我被人家骗过好几次钱。
And I've been conned, tricked several times by people.
And that whole money.
Because they want my money.
但是感谢主，在基督里面，我都赦免他们。
But thank to the Lord, I can forgive them.
我都很快乐。
I can still have joy.
当你不也你里面有恨的时候。
Because when you have hatred in your heart,
你容易生病。
You actually will have physical manifestation of the hatred.
你晚上睡不着。
And you will have, you might not be able to sleep.
你在睡觉的时候咬牙切齿。
You might be like really holding on to that grudge, like biting your teeth when you are sleeping.
可是他睡得很好。
But the ones who forgive will have good sleep.
但是感谢神把平安跟和平放在我里面。跟平安跟和平放在我里面。Same English.
I see. I think the earlier it was the one that you hate actually will sleep really well while you are grudging your teeth. So we thank the Lord that He give us forgiveness.
所以我能活到今天。
So I can still be alive today.
有的人说我精力充沛。
Some people say that I'm really energetic.
不敢当了哈。所以感谢主，你看和平在里面，日子过得好舒服，好快乐。
So we thank the Lord. It is because of Him that we can live such a joyful life.
我们带着基督的血来亲近神。
And it is through Jesus Christ, His blood, that we can come near to God.
他说：“你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血，已经得以亲近了。”
The verse that we read earlier says that, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
哦，犹太人哦，他们有个圣殿 ，OK?
So, do you know that the? Of course, you know the Jews
temple.
Has a temple. Temple.
等等，我要给你们看一个圣殿。犹太人他们是说在圣殿里面，他有分那个哈啊，圣殿里面他有分最外面是外邦人院。里面是女人院，在里面是以色列人院，所以外邦人是不能进圣殿，进圣殿就要死啊。
So here has a map of the temple of Jerusalem. You can tell there is court of outside Gentiles. The court.
圣殿的图啊，圣殿的地。
So this is the map for the temple of Jerusalem.
这里有写 court of the Gentile 有没有外邦人院啊？
So the outside, very outside, is the court of Gentiles.
你不是犹太人，你不是犹太人 ，OK?
If you are not a Jew,
你只能在外面。
You can only stay in the court of Gentiles.
你不可以进去。
You can't enter inside.
在那里写个 court of women, 女人院。
And then there is also a court of women.
女人只能够到那里。
And all the women, Jewish women, can enter that one.
所以还有男人院。
So that means that there is a court of males.
我告诉你，我以前信耶稣，我们的教会弟兄坐一边，姐妹坐一边。
Tell you something. Before, actually, in some of the churches, the brothers will sit on one side and the sisters will sit on the other side.
姐妹，你要感恩呐。
And they would tell you that sisters, you really need to be grateful.
你可以坐在你先生旁边呢。
Because now you get to sit beside your husband, not like here, it's been divided.
所以这个就是说，他们把这个外邦人跟以色列人就割开了。
So here we see a clear division between the Jews and the Gentiles.
他犹太人的解释是说什么
？And the explanation from the Jews is,
因为你们不能进到里面。
Because you cannot enter to the inside.
所以你们是远离神的人。
Therefore, you are far away from God.
这是乱解释。
That is not correct.
是你们让他们离开神。
Because this division is created by the Jews.
现在不管你是犹太人、外邦人。
Now after Christ, now it doesn't matter whether you are Jew or non-Jew.
请再放另外一张。外邦人院的地图比较漂亮
了，
彩色的。
There is another picture.
再换一张来，哦，这张，因为弟兄姐妹都喜欢看彩色，不喜欢看黑白哈。你看 ，the court of the 践踏，你看哈，这个就是在外面哈，里面他们这个就是在围墙外面，围墙外面他们只能在围墙外面，这个前面哈，这个地方他们是不能进到里面的。
So you can see there is a wall within the temple, and the Gentiles can only basically be at the outside of the wall. They can't enter inside of the sanctuary.
感谢赞美主。
We really praise the Lord.
希伯来书十章十九节说。
In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19, it says.
他说我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
It says that by the blood of Jesus.
我们就能够进到神面前。
We have confidence to enter the most holy place.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life.
若不借着我，没有人到神那里去。
Nobody can come to God, without me.
所以耶稣的宝血让我们可以亲近神。
So it is only through God,through Jesus, His blood, that we can come near to God.
耶稣的身体钉在十字架上，让我们可以再进到神面前。
Jesus, He died on the cross. The death of His body allowed us to be close to God.
所以在十四节、十六节说，因耶稣基督的这个身体的死，使我们可以和平。
Therefore, in Ephesians, the scripture we read earlier, verse 14 to 16, it said, it is because of the death of Christ's body that we can come to God.
耶稣钉在十字架是人与人之间可以 和平。
It is because he died on the cross that we can have peace with man.
他说将两下合而为一。
And he said he brought two into one.
犹太人跟外邦人。
And the two means the Jews and the Gentiles.
还有夫妻。
And it also means husbands and wives.
我这一生只做过一件事情，做一件事情。
Throughout my life, I only did one thing.
就是有一对夫妻离婚五年。
So it was about this couple who has been divorced for 5 years.
后来他们两个都信了耶稣了。
And then both of them became believers.
所以再举行一次婚礼。
So they decide to have another.Wedding ceremony.
据说他们去度蜜月的时候，
I heard that when they were on their honeymoon,
先生对太太说，
husband said to the wife,
如果我们结婚以前都信耶稣了，
if we were believers before we got married,
我们不会走这十几年的冤枉路，
meaning the first marriage, then we wouldn't go through all these trials, theseAlmost like waste of time.
吵吵闹闹到离婚。
That we wouldn't be fighting and decided to get a divorce.
Divorce.
And then get married again.
但是感谢主，现在我们都信主了。
But thank to the Lord that now we are both believers.
神的爱在我们里面。
And we have God's love.
神的平安在我们里面。
And we have God's peace.
我们再结婚。
And so that we might be reconciled and be married again.
白头偕老。白头黄。
Until we are very, very old, all our hairs are white.
所以我尽量少用成语哈。他说呢，他先生说，我现在知道圣经说的，夫妻二人成为一体。
The husband said that now I finally understand what it means when the Bible says that the two become one.
你看，神使夫妻和睦了。
So you see, it is really because of God that husband and wife can have peace.
所以你看，就把这个中间那个墙就打掉了。
It is like the wall, the division between the two has been destroyed.
有两个办公室的同事，他们信了耶稣。
So here's another story. There were two co-workers in the same office. They are believers. They become believers.
他们在不同的公司上班。
They actually belong to different companies.
他们在见面的时候已经是五年以后的事情。
When they met again, it was 5 years later.
他这样子说。
And one of them said,
他说以前我们在同一个办公室。
Before, we worked for the same company in the same office.
我们都没有信耶稣。
But then we do not believe in Jesus Christ.
我们的距离呢是天离地何等的高，我们的距离就有多高。
And the distance between us was like between sky and the earth. That's how far it was.
东离西何等的远，我们的距离就那么远。
And it was like from the east to the west. That's how far our distance was.
现在我们信了耶稣了。
But now we both believe in Christ.
虽然我们在不同州。
Even though we start working for different company, live in different states.
可是我们的心呢，是近在咫尺。哦，这又是成语了，就很近。
But our hearts feel so close.
啊，这样你们知道意思就好了哈。所以你看信了耶稣，你看有这么大的改变。
You see the difference between before believing Christ and after believing Christ.
所以我们可以看到说，耶路撒冷的这个墙啊，你知道啊，有一个就想到柏林围墙，你们知道吗？
So doesn't this wall between the Gentiles and the Jews remind you of the Berlin Wall?
它有155公里。
And the Berlin Wall is about 155 kilometers long.
这里开到 Orlando 不知道多少公里，我不知道哈。它有四公尺高。
We don't know exactly how long it is. It might be a sampling.To the distance between here to Orlando, and the wall is really tall. It's 4 meters tall.
它在1961年盖做的。
And it was built in 1961.
1989年11月9号，柏林围墙倒塌了。
It was not until November 9th, 1989, that the wall was destroyed.
很多的亲兄弟，很多的夫妻，28年不能见面，在那一天他们可以见面。
It was on that day many of the brothers who have been separated because of the wall or husbands and wives been separated by the wall on that day they were able to see each other and united.
我们因着耶稣和好了，我们的距离是那么样的近。
So now it is like us after we believe in Christ our distance have been brought closeAnd the division has been destroyed.
So, 耶稣在十字架上把人的那个仇恨、人的距离都打破了。
So, it is because Christ died on the cross that he destroyed all of the hatreds and the distance between men.
埋葬了。
And he has buried it.
钉死了。
And he has nailed it on the cross.
但是耶稣三天以后复活。
And then when he rose from the death,
把人的和平、把人彼此相爱复活了。
And he brought back.To life also with him is the peace and love.
因为人重新有神的生命在，神的生命在里面。
So that man can once again have God's life in them.
是基督在十字架上毁了人与人之间的冤仇。
So Jesus died on the cross, for the hatred between men.
当我们信耶稣的时候
，and when we believe in Christ.
我们的罪、我们的老我、我们的仇恨，都跟耶稣一同钉死，一同埋葬。
Our sin, our hatred, our old self have been died on the cross with Christ as well.
以色列人跟外邦人到底有什么仇恨
？So what is exactly this hostility between the Gentiles and the Jews?
其实是宗教上的仇恨。
It's actually a hatred, a hostility between religions.
他们认为外邦人都不遵守律法。
Because the Jews think that all the Gentiles, they don't follow the laws and the commands of the Jews.
其实圣经告诉我们，遵守律法也不能得救。
But we know clearly, especially in the New Testament, that just by following the law does not save you.
就好像我们人都有良心
，and just like we all have morals.
良心是
conscience.
对，不管你信不信，神造人的时候把良心放在人里面。
So no matter you believe in Jesus or not, you have conscience in you because God has put conscience in you when He made man.
但是没有一个人可以靠良心可以得救。
But nobody can be saved because of his good conscience.
哦。很多人都说，我说凭良心做事。
A lot of people say that I only do things based on good conscience.
我说真的吗
？I say really.
你有恨过人吗
？Have you ever hated someone？
你有没有贪心过
Have you ever been greedy?
你有没有看到漂亮的女孩子就吹口哨？
Have you ever actually whistled when you see pretty girls walk by?
你看，我说你有没有嫉妒、骄傲？
Have you been proud?
你有没有在上班的时候溜出去买东西？
Have you ever sneaked out when you are at work?
还有一个很重要的。
Also, there is another really important one.
因为这个世界上任何宗教没有救赎。
Because none of the religion in this world has true salvation.
因为只有耶稣钉在十字架上替你我的罪死，才有救赎。
It is only by Christ's death on the cross.
Redemption, 英文的、这个、
that can have redemption for us.
所以也没有救恩。
Therefore, they don't have salvation.
No salvation. Yeah, yeah.所以感谢主，我们在基督里面，不管是犹太人、外邦哪里人，在基督里都同归于一了。
So thank to the Lord, it is because of Him that no matter you are a Jew or a non-Jew, which is called they call Gentiles, we can become one in Christ.
所以我今天可以称世界上任何一个国家的基督徒说，你是我的弟兄，你是我的姐妹。
Therefore, I can call every believers, no matter where they come from, which nation they're from, I can call them brothers and sisters.
我们都是神家里的一家人。
Because we are one family in Christ.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
Therefore, we need to love each other.
所以在希伯来书十二章十四节这样子讲。
Therefore, in Hebrew 12:14 says,
他说你们呢，务要追求与众人和睦，你们要追求圣洁，若不圣洁啊，不能得见神啊。这是希伯来书十二章十四节。OK， 没有关系，没有看到那个哈。
It says that make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
我在惠城看过一个教会。
I know a church in Philadelphia.
它叫西惠城华人教会。
It's called the West Philadelphia Chinese Church.
他一个礼拜天的主日崇拜。
There was one Sunday service.
英语。
There's English.
华语。
There's Chinese.
印尼语。
Indonesian.
越南语。
Vietnamese.
缅甸语。缅甸。
Burmese.
对对。
Burmese.
翁山司机语的就可以了。OK. 缅甸语。你看，一个教会同时可以有五个不同语言的聚会。
So you can tell that in one church there can be five different languages going on.
若是不信耶稣，这是不可能的事情。
If it is not because of God, because of Jesus, this is impossible to happen within one church.
所以耶稣使人跟人之间和好了。
So God has made peace among men.
所以十字架使两下各为一体，与神和好。
So under the cross.The two groups, the Gentiles and Jews, were brought into one and have peace between them.
有一件很重要的事情。
And there's a very important thing.
当一个人信耶稣，
when someone believes in God,
神借着圣灵住在他里面的时候，
and God lives in them through the Holy Spirit,
这个人就成为神去祝福别人的一个器皿。
And this man will become an instrument that God will use to go bless people.
所以弟兄姐妹，你不要小看你自己啊。
So brothers and sisters, don't underestimate yourself.
因为你里面有神嘛。
Because you have God in you.
啊，神就是祝福的源头啊。
And God is the source of blessings.
所以你这样子想。
So when you think in this way,
你明天上班就不一样了。
And you will feel differently tomorrow when you go to work.
Oh, 感谢赞美主。
I will praise the Lord.
我现在进到办公室。
Now when I went to enter the office,
神因为我。
God, because of me,
我的同事都得到祝福。
He will bless all of the people.
你这个约瑟，
my co-workers.
他是个奴隶。
And remember remember Joseph, he was a slave.
但是圣经怎么讲呢？
But what did the Bible say?
他的主人因为上帝因为约瑟的缘故祝福他的主人。
His master was actually blessed by the Lord because Joseph was working there.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神要因为你。
God, because of you, God,
祝福你的家人
will bless your family.
特别是那些还没有信主的家人
Especially if your family, some of your family members have not
祝福你所工作的地方
And God will bless your workplace.
不要让你的权利睡觉啊
So don't put your privileges into sleep.
你要了解你可以去祝福人啊
You need to know that you have the privilege to go and bless people.
所以你自然就与人和好啊
And naturally, when you bring blessings to people, you will, there will be peace.
所以我们要来传福音给普天下的人。
So therefore, we need to preach the gospel of peace to all nations, to all people.
人要与人和好。
Man needs to live in peace with man.
夫妻要和睦，这个家庭才有温暖，对不对？
Husband and wife need to be in peace so that the family can have harmony.
信耶稣可以做一件事情。
Believing Christ can do one thing to you.
减少因为人因为仇恨所造成的一些凶杀案。
It will reduce the murder cases, happening in between men.
非洲有一个国家，两个族的人互相屠杀。
So there is a country in Africa that there are two tribes. They will always fight each other and kill each other.
报纸描写说血流成河。
And the newspaper actually described it as the blood would be like streams, flowing like streams.
要解决他们的问题。
So how do we resolve this kind of conflict?
不是联合国。
It cannot be done by the UN.
是耶稣基督。
It can only be done by Christ Jesus.
差遣宣教士。
So there has been a lot of missionaries going there.
当这两一个礼拜堂盖起来。
So when one of the church was built there.
胡图族跟图西族的人互相拥抱。他们互相拥抱，两个族的人互相拥抱。
The two tribes will actually come together and hug each other.
他对他说。你是我的弟兄。
And one would say to the other that you are my brother.
两个互相流泪。
And the two would cry together.
我们过去是互相屠杀的。
We used to hate each other and kill each other.
我们现在是彼此相爱。
But now we love each other.
耶稣改变了这一切。
It was because of Jesus who changed their hearts.
所以我们也要注意到说我们信耶稣以后，我们跟神相交。
So we need to know that after we believe in Christ, we have this communication with God.
英文叫做 fellowship， 就是相交。
And this is called fellowship.
我们跟上帝有来往，有相交，有关系。
And when we have fellowship with God,
所以我们弟兄姐妹也必须要相交。
We also need to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
所以我现在要找五个人。
So now I need to find five people.
如果你有感动，有负担。
If you feel like being touched by the Holy Spirit, you feel the calling.
我要按照 Jacob 去做关怀联络的工作。
I need these five people to go out and do
关怀跟联络的工作。
Caring ministry.
我们教会的人大部分都住在32317、32312。住在这两大区块啊。
I basically saw the pattern based on the zip code where you guys live. Most of us lives in
32312 and 32317，然后其他的就是32301到304，都是学校附近。
And the rest of them are around campus. It's like 32301 and then 32304.
然后08、09、10都是零星的哈。
And then the ones who live in 32308 or 09, it's kind of like really scattered, really a few people.
我有一个目的。
So I have a goal.
来到我们教会的人。
All the people who come to our church.
没有一个被漏掉。
I don't want anybody to be left out.
没有一个被忘记。
I don't want anybody to be forgotten.
每一个都得到关怀。
I want everyone to be cared and loved.
得到照顾。
And to be taken care of.
你们了解吗？懂吗？
Do you understand?
教会的这个 fellowship 非常的重要。
The fellowship within church is very important.
所以我们，你看，我们同有一本圣经，一位主，一位神，一位圣灵，一个盼望。
So that now you see that we have one Bible, one God, one Lord, one Holy Spirit, one hope.
因为我们都有永生的盼望。
We all have the hope of eternal life.
我们都有永远的家乡在天上。
And we have an eternal home in heaven.
我们都是我们的神在基督里面生了我们。
We are all born again in Christ.
所以我们都是一家人。
Therefore, we are all one family.
诗篇133篇说，看啊，弟兄姐妹和睦同居，是何等的上，何等的美。
In Psalm 133, it says, how beautiful it is to have all the brothers and sisters be together.
所以我们要去传福音。
Therefore, we need to go out and preach this gospel to others.
耶稣 有吩咐他的门徒。
Now, Jesus told his disciples.
在使徒行传一章八节。
In Acts 1, verse 8.
他说，但圣灵降临在你们身上。
It says that the Holy Spirit comes on you.
就要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
我们可以说，我们从 Tallahas 到佛罗里达州，到美国，到国内，到世界各地去传福音。
So for us, the commission can be that we preach the gospel from Tallahassee to Florida to United States to back to Asia and to the entire world.
到第十八节告诉我们，人跟人为什么能够和好？
And then back to the original Ephesians scripture, verse 18, it says why we can make peace with people.
好，我现在来，我们一起来读约翰一书一章三节，好不好？来，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。相交那里有一个意思，团契跟 fellowship。 你看，都好，我们是一家人啊，我们本来就应该团契，应该相交啊，我们就怎么啊？所以我跟一个年轻，你下次来到教会不要再酷酷，你知道什么酷酷的
啊？
这叫做完礼拜走了，吃过个饭嘴一摸，拜拜，下个礼拜再。不是这样，你要主动去找人啊，你不要说我个性内向，其实你们想不到，几十年前我也很内向啊，你不要看我现在这个样子，神会改变人的，对不对？
So here from 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, we see that God has clearly asked us to have fellowship with him and have fellowship among brothers and sisters. So it's really important that we establish that fellowship within our church. And Pastor was just explaining that for some people who come to the church, especially if you are young people, don't just come and like be cool and not to reach out or respond to people. Even though you might feel shy or you feel insecure, but really in God, there's nothing to be afraid of, and we need to establish fellowship with others.
我们看第二点呢，哈 ，OK。你看，好，我们来读希伯来书四章十六节，来。所以，我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座面前，为要得怜恤、蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。感谢赞美主，我们任何时间可以来到耶稣面前，你告诉他你现在的困难，你现在的需要，你现在的感受啊，你可以告诉他 ，OK。
So, the second point in this section is the peace of unity from the Holy Spirit. And in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16, it tells us clearly that we can come to God's throne and ask for mercy and grace and help, and He will grant to us.
Oh.我在这个三十七岁的那一年
I remember when I was 37 years old.
我跟耶稣祷告
I prayed to Jesus.
啊，主啊，求你给我一个太太，这个三十七岁了还没结婚。
I prayed to the Lord that God please give me a wife. I'm still single and I'm already 37 years old.
六个月以后结婚了。
Amazingly, 6 months later, I got married.
我们可以到他面前来, okay?
So this tells us that we can come to the Lord and ask for help.
圣灵在你里面。
Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵就是神啊。
Holy Spirit is God.
也在我里面。
It's also in me.
是我们当然是合一啊。
So we are all the same. We have unity.
我们是和平的。
We can be in peace.
所以在这个哥林多后书四章第七节，哦，不知道这里有没有，这是没有了吧哈。OK， 他说我们有这个宝贝在瓦器里面。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 it says that we have this treasure in the jars of clay.
要显明这莫大的能力。
To show that this all surpassing power.
是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
Is from God and not from us.
我们能够没有仇恨。
The reason that we can let go of the hostility.
我们只有爱。
That we can have love.
只有和平。
To have peace.
不是我们自己。
Not because of us.
是圣灵在我们里面。
It's because Holy Spirit lives in us.
给我们莫大的能力。
And it is because His power.
这个能力使我们跟神和好。
And this power has made us possible to reconcile with God.
跟自己和好。
To reconcile with ourselves.
跟人和好。
To reconcile with others.
这才是神所要的天父世界。
This is the kingdom that God wants to establish.
神祝福他的话。
And God will bless His own words.
也祝福你们。
And will bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，谢谢林牧师给我们的分享。